That's why we live, man. We live. We here. Welcome to the shop. You got me, KD, Toys Achilles, playing hopscotch before the game. Instead of just sitting there, standing up like a normal person. Like, no, bro. They didn't show up.
Who fucking play?
What else do you need to do?
Mr. 36, get your niggas ready.
If you can't afford me, send them somewhere. It's what the bank said. If you can't afford me, trade me somewhere where I can't, where they can't afford me, man.
Yo, 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 yo. What's good, brothers?
What's up?
How y'all doing today? How is everybody doing on this wonderful Wednesday?
I feel amazing. I feel
amazing too. I feel great.
You
too. Oh man. Yeah, man. It's a good day. It's a great day in sports. You know, everything is a reason why these things happen, bro. God works in mysterious ways for you guys. There was a reason for this. It's a silver lining in all of this. You know what? I'm not going to get into it right now. Let's go ahead and get our introductions off. Marcus is on the way, guys, so he'll be here in a minute. He gets the smoke, too. We have our guest analyst.
You see what it is. You run LA. Simple as that. Simple as that. Nothing else needs to be said.
Oh, man. Corey in the building. What's up, Brody?
What happened to your camera?
I turned it off.
Why?
You trying to surprise people? What you trying to do?
No, I put my hat on. Doing? I'm good.
You pull your hat off.
Yeah.
Why you need to do that shit on camera?
I had to get my, because I ain't shaved, bro. I ain't shaved since last week. But anyway.
So you look wild as shit. You should have let us see what the fuck you got going on up there.
I don't look wild. I just got a cut Friday, but my hair grow fast, so. Anyway, introduce yourself to our new listener, sir.
It's Malik.
I need better than that, sir.
No, you don't get that today.
I need better than that, sir.
No, you don't get that today. It's Malik. I'm just Malik today.
I need all the energy that you have had for me the entire playoffs. No, I need all of that, sir.
No.
I need all of that, sir. What are you doing?
Mm-mm.
I need all of that.
It's Malik the motherfucking God. Y'all know who I am by now. Yeah, whatever. I'm not happy to be here today. I'm not at all.
Why aren't you not happy to be on our podcast?
There's just certain days, man. You know what? I don't feel like dealing with you. And this is definitely one of those days. I made it very clear on IG last night. You don't follow IG or IG by now, you're an idiot. I don't feel like dealing with Bucket Hat Gerard today.
I ain't even got it off. I took it off.
You took it off until the segment comes on, and then you're putting the bucket hat back on.
Okay, so what? Who cares? But you should be happy to be here with me, brother. Come on, man.
Where's Marcus?
He said he's on his way. He just woke up and just talked to him.
Marcus got to hurry up. Corey, you better. Somebody. It's not me today. I don't feel like dealing with him today. I'm sorry.
Look.
And this nigga called me last night, like 1 a.m. Just to gloat.
Me and Gerard will have our discussion in a little bit, but he deserves to get his shit off, and then I gotta get my shit off. So like,
thank you, Corey. You are the only one. You know what? Okay, let's just. What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Mr. I Told You So, Mr. Nuggets in 7. Like I told you guys from the jump. I told you guys from the jump. Did I not? I told you guys. It's been happening all year. I tell you guys I'm going to do something, or I tell you a team is going to win, and they do it. It's been happening.
It's not been all year, Gerard. Don't do that.
When the playoffs, when the NFL playoffs started, I was telling everybody the Titans finna go on a run. What happened?
Did they make it to the Super Bowl?
What happened? I didn't say.
Did they make it to the Super Bowl? So it doesn't matter. We're not going to remember that they had a run last year. We're not going to remember that.
No.
Only you.
Did I not say that we were going on a run?
I don't remember what you said. I don't remember.
Ain't you subbing in for the kicker? Because I know y'all need another kicker right now.
I'm not subbing in for the kicker. I can't kick a football to save my life, but we are looking for a kicker. So if you can kick a football, send me your highlight tape, and I will send it to the higher ups in the Titans, and we will get you signed yesterday.
What?
All right.
We're going to back pay you for yesterday. I wasn't looking shaky after game 5. I didn't say anything. I said we was going to win in 7 still. I didn't say, oh, we might as well get ready to go home. I said the series is still going 7. We are going to shock the world, and we are going to ruin the Battle of LA in Orlando. That's exactly what we did. Exactly. We had conversations at the shop, man. Episode 44. Y'all already know the deal. Y'all know how we get down, man. First topic of the day is, of course.
44 is just that six fewer than the number of years the Clippers have been in existence without making it to the conference finals. Yeah, is that right? I feel like that's right. No.
Hey man, hey Corey, cook food, Corey. So
listen,
we had our second game 7 of the playoffs this season. Our second 3-1 deficit erased in one season. Has anybody ever done that? Is that NBA history right there? So y'all witnessed NBA history and nobody's happy about it?
No.
It's so quiet up here today. Like, I don't feel the energy that I need from you guys. Like, like it's just
get
quiet.
Your shit off. Don't worry about what we doing. Just get your shit off. You've been waiting so long. You've been calling me at 1 a.m. talking about I'm about to go ape shit tomorrow. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Get your shit off, man.
This is your time. This is your moment.
Oh, man.
I
tried to tell you guys from the jump, you should listen to me. Negro Dumbest has been right all year. Mm-hmm. all year.
So we should listen to you. We should listen to you when you said Smush Parker and Mo Williams is the same nigga. We should listen to you. We should keep listening to you. Just because you got series right, because Kawhi and Paul George,
I got two series right, sir. Matter of fact, I've been damn near correct all playoffs. I haven't lost a series yet. I'm perfect.
You're not perfect, Gerard.
I had Miami winning. I had Denver going to the finals, which is still in there. Yeah, I had the Lakers winning.
You had Boston winning game one last night. So you were wrong.
I am perfect in my series pick.
Oh, my
God. It's going seven, so it does not matter. All I wanted to tell you guys is next time, don't doubt my team.
Fuck out of here.
Give me my flowers while I'm still here.
No.
And tell me that I am the prediction god. Because let me tell you something. Let me tell you what's going to happen. When me and Corey and our team square off and we beat the Lakers and we go to the NBA Finals and we beat the Miami Heat in six games.
What?
And the Nuggets win the title.
Whoa.
And the Nuggets win the title.
No. Wait. You picked the Celtics to go to this finals, bro. We not doing that shit. Now it's not Miami. You talk about up here talking about you the prediction god and all that shit. Now you flip flopping. I don't want to hear whatever. None of that shit, Gerard. See, that's what I'm talking about, man.
Whatever. Did I not call the doggone? I called it. It don't matter. I'm calling my shot.
I don't trust you,
bro. What I'm telling you is that the damn Denver Nuggets are going to win the title. And if you are upset about it, you could just wallow in your pain. You're a Brooklyn fan. You got next season to come back and try to take the title from us, okay? What's up, Marcus? How you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm amazing, sir. I was going to call you last night, but then I remember, you know, you got a baby in the house. And I want to wake the baby up. I was being considerate, sir. Very considerate.
Call me though, Marcus.
Let me explain to you why I'm in a great mood. You see, I serve an awesome God, and my God has not allowed the Nuggets nor the Titans to win a championship after my team. So I just so happen to know that just like last year when the Titans were supposed to go to the Super Bowl and they were running all through the group and we couldn't move. We couldn't move without seeing these posts. It's going to be no different. You're going to go right to the top. And then they're gonna plummet, and then Gerard's gonna come in here with the sad face. I'm not worried. I'm actually glad that they did make it this far. My only hope is just somehow they do make it to the finals, just so they can lose in the finals, and then I can come in here and see Gerard's face there. But they're probably not gonna make it. Amen. I'm not worried at all, man. But you can get your shit off today. Congratulations. You guys made it to the Western Conference. Got you a ring last night, apparently. I see.
No, we did not get a ring last night. The job is not done. But I had to come tell you guys because you all told me.
Mm-hmm.
Every last one of you told me.
That they're not going to win a ring?
No, that we was losing in this last series. All y'all told me that.
We all told you that you not gonna win a ring.
That too, but we ain't got there yet. So we'll save that conversation. Exactly, we'll save that conversation to when we get there.
I'm sure you've gone on 15 minutes on your little rampage. That's fine and dandy. You've had your 15 minutes of fame. Corey, what's up, man? I see you over there in your purple and gold, man, with your feet kicked up. You should have your feet kicked up. I know why you got your feet kicked up.
I feel great. I feel amazing because, you know, my favorite TV show of all time is The Wire. And great philosophizer by the name of Omar Little once said, "You come for the king, you best not miss." We never came for the Clippers. We can't. You're the basement of Staples Center. Like, every team in Staples Center has banners up there in Staples Center, except for the Clippers. The Sparks have banners. The Kings have banners. Taylor Swift has banners in Staples Center before the Los Angeles Clippers do. We have been sitting here basically since Kobe tore his Achilles, having to hear about the Clippers about to take over, and this is about to be the city. And it's like, yeah, whatever. And he still couldn't get out the second round. But that's from fans. You deal with it from fans. But see, this year, you had the franchise coming. You had the players coming. You had Kawhi making trash-ass New Balance commercials with his little crown on the keychain. You know, this is Kawhi's town. We got billboards everywhere talking about our LA our way and little bullshit catchphrases like little hard work over Hollywood or whatever the shit, little bullshit like that. I don't think that's actually it. All little shit like that all year. Do you know how hated you have to be to have other NBA players coming for you on Twitter after you lose? Like, in the playoffs, players come in, they congratulate people. So-and-so's a beast. He killing it. I see you. All this. They let CJ and Dame go off on Twitter. You had Jared Dudley laughing at this shit. Magic Johnson was on Twitter talking about the Clippers choked in 2015 and they choked again in 2020. You know what other history? You know what other history we got to witness last night? Doc Rivers became the first coach to blow not one, not two, but three 1 leads in the playoffs. Decades.
Three different decades at that.
In 3 different decades, they spent this entire year talking about, they walked around like they won something, as if Kawhi wasn't the only player on the team who's actually done anything. And nobody else even been in the finals. And yet, you know, we just sat here and we said, all right, we'll see you on the playoffs. Yeah, in the playoffs. Yeah, they're struggling now. But when we get healthy, they're going to flip the switch. You don't have a switch to flip if you ain't been out the second round. You are still the Clippers. You will forever be the Clippers. That's why you have to go and get your new arena. I would say, like everybody else, go on and move to Seattle. But I loved the Sonics when I was growing up. And I don't want to disrespect that great franchise by making the Clippers try to go back to Seattle and try to reset that shit. No, you don't deserve to be in Seattle. The trash is what y'all get. These Jamal Murray outscored Kawhi, Paul George, and Lou Will single-handedly. Paul George is hitting the side of the backboard on threes. What are we? I've very, very rarely had as enjoyable of a night on NBA social media as I had last night. And it was deserved because they carried themselves like champions when they hadn't done shit. And now look at it. They earned all this smoke. They earned all this smoke. And we are so glad to provide all of that shit for you. You're the Clippers. You are still the Clippers. You will forever be
Gerard, the Clippers. Chill out, Gerard. Don't do that. I haven't been this disappointed since the year we thought we was going to get Kobe versus LeBron in the finals, but we ended up getting Kobe versus Courtney Lee. This is some bullshit.
Which, coincidentally, Gerard, you want to remind me, who do we beat to get to that finals that year? I can't remember. Slipped in my head. Who do we beat? Those
does it matter, Corey? Does it really matter? Does it really matter? We went six games and J.R. Smith blew it. Okay? We went six games with y'all and J.R. Smith blew it.
J.R. did blow that series.
We don't have a J.R. Smith, okay? We don't have a J.R. Smith. Y'all do.
He just don't. He's been replaced by a rookie.
Y'all do.
He's been replaced by a rookie who played six games all season.
Bro, I hate Gerard today, bro. I hate Gerard.
You have J.R. Smith, sir.
I did not come on this podcast to deal with this shit. I should have scheduled up. Me and Malik should have just scheduled the fuck off.
I am off. I'm not paying attention to him. I'm off.
Malik, why such hostility, brother? Brother, you my brother. Marcus, you my
shut
brother.
Shut up, Gerard. Shut the hell up.
What's the next subject? You got your shit off.
You talked about the series. Congratulations. Have you talked about Boston and Miami yet?
No, we haven't talked about them yet.
Real quick. So since you're so confident, what you trying to put on this series?
I got 50 that it goes 7.
No, Gerard, skip.
We not doing that, Skip. That's not what that man asked you. He asked you what you want to bet on your team.
You told them to win the championship, which means you have confidence. You just said they're going to the finals. So you think they're going to win?
Yeah, I put 50 on it. What's wrong with me putting $50 on it?
You said 50 on it to go 7.
I said 50. 50 that is going 7.
No.
That we winning.
Win or loss. Straight up.
You don't care about how if you're trying to be Negro dominant.
We don't have to call it in. We're winning the series. $50 on the series.
He don't want this. He don't want that bet smoke. You saw him. He hesitated. Cause he know
I ain't hesitate nothing.
He knows
y'all don't want the game. I try to give you an out, Corey. I try to give you 7 games, know. But you don't want it. You want straight up. I got you. $50.
$50. Y'all heard it here.
$50.
$50.
Yeah. Give me your fantasy league money. Give me your fantasy league money because I know you losing that. So
that's
give me that.
More money my way. I'm here. Easy. $50.
Give me that too.
Y'all heard it here.
$50.
Don't let him back out of it. It is done.
Yes, it's right here on episode 44.
It is.
Obama. I'm not backing out, Corey. Corey, I'm not scared of your Lakers.
You know the first
I'm not scared of your Lakers. You know what? You know what?
You should be. What was that? What was that?
No, I am not. You
broke up like the Nuggets defense at the rim. I couldn't hear what you said. What were you saying?
But we ain't got no defense at the rim. It don't matter.
That's a bit of a problem. Yeah.
No, I'm not scared of you guys. We're going to beat you guys. It doesn't matter. I'm scared of you guys, Corey.
You niggas is losing.
NBA finals, sir.
No, you losing in 4.
You ain't got to be scared to get your ass whooped.
You losing in 4. I'm sorry. You losing in 4.
It's not happening.
There's been plenty of unafraid people who hop in the ring and hop in the cage and get their ass knocked out. There's been plenty of unafraid teams that then got swept right out the playoffs. You ain't got to be scared. You ain't got an answer. Simple as that.
Look here. It does not matter. I'm not afraid of you guys. We are going to beat you guys, and that's all that matters. Okay. And I just like to say this before we switch subjects. I just like to give this. I want to hand this out to one of my best friends out there. Hey, Neville. Are you a Lakers fan again, or are you still
no? We're not a Lakers fan. We're not accepting that. Nah,
Cause he put up a post today that said, "Now my Lakers." Like, wait a minute, brother. Wait a minute. Nope. You got to go sit on the couch with the Clippers, brother.
He also said something that said, "My guy Kawhi." He said, "Like my guy Kawhi." We can have all been wrong about my guy Kawhi. And it's like, nope, that's your guy. You go sit with your guy and see if y'all can get the Clippers like that, because that was the problem according to Kawhi. The basketball IQ had to get higher or something like that. I don't know.
Denver just threw a glitch in the matrix. Never don't know what to do. Y'all just confused them. You don't know. You don't know what side of LA to go on.
Nah. I'm going to Riverside or where Inglewood, wherever the hell stadium is.
All right, man. It's just long enough we've been talking about the Nuggets, right?
The 24th, bro. Next topic.
Okay, guys. Okay. Which team is going to face the Nuggets in the finals? We got Boston and we got Miami coming out, man.
Right. If I got
how y'all feel about the game? How y'all feel about the game, man?
You could have at least started with the block. You could have at least started with the block.
You got, you got to chill out, man. You got to chill.
All right, bro.
See, that's why I'm leaving early today. That's why I'm leaving. I got a doctor's note. I'm leaving early today.
Doctor's note.
You read my mind, bro.
Doctor's note.
You know how you get called over in the intercom and you get to leave early, get your haircut, go get some McDonald's and shit.
That's definitely. I'm not dealing with this for an hour and a half. Y'all got me till 7 o'clock today, and then I'm out. I'm not doing this.
Malik, you don't have to be like this.
I do. Because really I'm the one you called last night. So I do.
You don't have to be like
I'm
this.
The one you called last night.
I called you for a reason, bro.
Yeah, what was the reason?
Because nobody else would answer the phone. I had to make my rounds.
If I don't answer my phone, I get blasted on social media. The mother niggas, they don't. So I had to answer my phone.
Well, one thing, Neville doesn't have an iPhone, so I can't FaceTime him. So there's
I would have FaceTimed you, but I wasn't gonna FaceTime you last night.
See? I shouldn't have picked up my damn phone.
Nobody wanted to, because I wasn't gonna pick it up. I didn't care. At first I was gonna nip it in the bud and I was gonna call Gerard, and then I was gonna try to give him some little bullshit. Then I said, "Yo, you know what? Fuck that! Why do that?
Do that? Airplane mode
and the Nuggets. I'm not gonna call him, and if he called me, I'm not gonna answer. I had it made up in my mind. I almost didn't pull up today, but then I thought about it. Gerard, his teams are close. They're close to being champions, but they ain't there yet. So that's why I remember that, and I said, you know what? It's gonna be all right, man. Everything always works itself out."
It's true.
No, I don't think that, Dennis. No. Not at all. Because the Nuggets were the better team.
He don't want to think it.
No. Because the Lakers Clippers would have been the biggest ratings they could have gotten. And then the Lakers Bucks.
You're not getting no ratings off.
They wanted Giannis in the finals. If that was the case, Giannis would be playing right now because they want their back-to-back MVP in the finals. And they wanted Lakers Clippers because they put Lakers Clippers on every major date that they could, opening day and Christmas, they put Lakers Clippers. They knew what they want. No way in hell that's what they were planning for.
But yeah, to the Miami and the Boston series, man. That was an amazing game last night, bro. Amazing game, bro. The block was probably the best playoff block I've seen in a while, bro.
I mean, you just seen one a few years ago, man. Y'all ain't gonna
do
LeBron like that.
It's 2016. It was not that long ago.
It was not that long ago, man. Y'all not gonna do.
I said one of the greatest blocks
that you've seen in a while. It ain't been that long of a while.
4 years.
You just got Kawhi blocking the shot with one finger. You just got that. What do you mean?
I forgot about that shit already.
come on, man. Gerard,
you know why you forgot about it, Corey? You know why you forgot about it? Because it don't matter. They at home. It don't even matter.
I actually feel kind of bad because I'm torn because I picked the Celtics to go in the finals. But it's the Celtics, so I can't root for them. Kemba Walker's been trash this whole playoffs.
He's been trash the entire playoffs. Going all the way back to the first round.
It's been so bad. Like, it really is. Like, Tatum and Jaylen Brown and, like, and you just hope you get a good Marcus Smart day. Like, that's kind of what it's been.
Marcus Smart will come in one day, hit 5 threes for you, get your 19 points. Next day, he might not hit 6 points.
But he can shoot the same way.
So are y'all ready to put respect on playoff Jimmy name by now?
Do we have a choice?
You don't. No, you don't, actually, he Marcus. Balling. You don't.
He is balling. I can't. I'm not going to lie on him. The motherfucker balling. Bro.
You don't. Balling.
And coming up in the clutch situation.
He wasn't great for most of the game yesterday. But when it came down to it, boy got buckets. I mean,
think the game that he hit the game winner and he only hit, what, 13 points?
Right.
But when it's time to go, when it's time to win, that's who you put the ball. You put the ball in his hand.
He's come through.
And like he's come through every time. So.
Zero denial on that. And you can't not love Tyler Hero. Tyler Hero walks around like
fearless.
I know y'all love Jimmy, but I'm really the best player on this team. So give me the ball. Like, I fucks with it.
Tyler is really fearless. Like, he don't give a fuck who's on the team. And he's pulling it from deep. Like, he don't fucking care. He don't have a conscience, but I love it. You gotta have somebody like that in the playoffs too. You need somebody that can just score whenever, get a bucket.
They got a squad. Like, Miami really does have a squad. Bam can guard damn near anybody. Jimmy is doing. I feel like I've never seen Duncan Robinson miss 2 3-pointers in a row. Like, that mother just
can't forget Dragic hit 33.
Dragic is. I mean, we've seen him doing. He's been doing that for like a decade. Drake just always been this good. Like, Miami got a squad. So Jay Crowder, Iguodala, vets know what they're doing. Deep, like, I wouldn't be shocked if Miami now. I mean, at this point, I mean, it's only two possibilities, and Miami keeps pulling shit off.
I mean, I believe in playoff Jimmy simply because last year when he was with Philly, I feel like he was the only reason why they was in the game in Game 7 in the Eastern Conference Finals last year against Toronto. He had a good game. He hit the game. He had the game-winning steal with what we thought was the game-winning steal. Right.
And layup. Yeah.
And the layup.
Yeah,
that was the time. Yeah, I believe he might have tied it. But, like, right. Him and Kawhi was going back and forth. So, like, Jimmy been doing this. So, I'm not shocked at it.
The 1 year Minnesota made the playoffs. That was Jimmy.
Yeah. He came back. He was hurt the year, and he came back toward the end of the year and got him in playoffs. Beat us in the last game, but hey, whatever. Playoff Jimmy is a real thing. I been agreeing with Malik on that one because, you know, it is what it is. And I think that, you know, this series is going 7. It's going to be a good one, man. Like, but for Bam Adebayo to really say, hey, I am willing to get posterized if I don't get this block for the game winning.
I thought he was going to, like, break his hand. It looked like his hand was going to snap in half.
Bro, his hand was like this, bro. Like, that's amazing, bro.
It was ridiculous. Like, I jumped out of my chair. Like, you see Tatum get the runaway like that, and it's like he went in there on a mission. Like, he wasn't doing
You couldn't go up with no layup.
He came in there ready to dunk on whoever was in the way. And Bam just said, nah.
Not today, sir.
Absolutely amazing.
Hey, absolutely. Parks, find a picture. Find a picture of Bam and Bam block.
It was amazing.
Put it on the screen for me.
There was, I had a friend bring up, it was another block a while back. It was with the Suns and the Spurs. And it was kind of the same thing with Amari Stoudemire blocked Tim Duncan in the playoffs. And it was like almost the exact same thing where his hand bent back just like that and somehow.
And he did it with his offhand, bro. Like, he did it with his left hand, bro. Like, that was crazy.
Bam, man, that well-deserved all-defensive team. He showed it. That was.
Yeah, that was. That was amazing. Then he went down and made the free throw. So,
right.
And then you know what was crazy? What people fail to realize that Jason Tatum still had a chance to win the game, bro. Like the ball went in and out.
That had to be a travel. That had to be. Somehow that had to be a travel. I don't even know how he got the shot up.
He didn't dribble. He just, you know.
He just failed and stood up and got the shot off and damn near made it.
It was finna be another crazy series. I think it's gonna be another crazy series, bro. Like, if that would have went in, bro, that would have been like,
would have been double overtime, and then
now that would have won the game.
No, they were up two. Bam split shot up, was up from a three. They were down three.
They would have went double up. I thought it was up two.
No, they were up two when the block happened. Then Bam split the free throws, and they were up three.
Yeah, it would
have been double overtime, and we would have been the good times that the Clippers had during the game really wouldn't have been seen because no one was watching that shit before then anyway.
Had to go hit me the blunt, man, because Gerard been talking about the Nuggets for 45 minutes.
I didn't say nothing else about the Nuggets, bro. Chill.
I'm Mr. Neal, unless we're talking about how they're going to stop my guys, which they're not going to do. But we're beyond that right now. We're talking about the East. So I ain't tripping. Unless I'm taking shots at the Clippers, because I can take shots at the Clippers all day. That ain't going to get over for me.
The Clippers deserve everything.
They deserve every shot. Any shot they get, they deserve.
They deserve every single one of them. Every single one of them.
So how y'all got game two going, man?
Look at that. Look at that, bro.
That's a crazy block.
That's ridiculous.
That's a crazy block.
Can we talk about why Jimmy is high, is selling coffee for $20?
Smart.
Because when you're selling them to NBA players, they can afford $20 a cup. That ain't shit. You better not complain about $20 a cup.
Make your money, Jimmy. Don't matter.
Yeah, get your money, Jimmy. I ain't mad.
The hustler.
I wouldn't be buying. Let me say that. I don't care. I know how to make my own coffee. So I wouldn't dare pay $20 for no coffee. I wouldn't support Jimmy unless we're on the same team. I'm not supporting that.
I know we tried to sell it to the Lakers to Frank Vogel. Frank Vogel said it. He tried to sell the coffee to Frank Vogel. Frank Vogel was like, I don't like the coffee here. I think he almost bought it because he misses having his coffee. And Jimmy was like, I got coffee for you for a dub. And Vogel wasn't having it. I don't know. Maybe Jimmy coffee that good. I don't know what it is. Make your money, Jimmy.
I'm good on that.
I don't even drink coffee. I'd buy it just to support playoff Jimmy just because of what he's done in the bubble. And I don't even drink coffee.
Yeah, Jimmy been buying. I can't hate on him.
So we had some football games this past week, man.
Hold on.
No, we didn't.
What y'all predict? We're not skating past this.
We're not skating past
conference finals predictions.
I already told you, Nuggets in seven.
You still got a whole nother series that you just flip flopped on. Who do you have winning that?
I don't know. I change my mind every day.
You don't know. No, hell no.
It's that close.
Negro Diamonds, nigga.
Come on, Negro. Come on, Negro Diamonds.
Okay. Okay. This is my final pick.
Put your fingers on your temples, nigga, and think about it. Since you Negro Diamonds, nigga. Get it straight.
My final pick. This is my final pick, bro.
This is my final one right here. Who you got?
This is my final pick.
And they gave you a game.
Miami and seven, bro. That's it. I'm sticking.
Not accepting Miami that. Seven, the nigga said Boston last week. I'm not letting him change his prediction since he said he's Negro Diamond. The nigga said Boston. That's who he got winning the series. I'm not doing that with Gerard. I mean, he just had a 10-minute soliloquy about how he's Negro Diamond and he's never wrong. No, not giving you that one. I'm sorry. It's too late. You saw game one and now you want to switch? Fuck out of here. No.
Then why you ask me? Because
I had to. Because I had to ask.
If you go back on the post, I told you, I said, I had changed my mind every day about this, bro, because it's so close, bro. It's like, it doesn't I don't matter. Know
it's
who
too late.
To
you already made your prediction.
A few times.
Okay, let it be Boston. It don't matter. They're losing to Denver. It don't matter.
All right, bet. Marcus, who you got?
I picked Boston at seven. I'm gonna stick with it. Boston at seven.
I picked Boston before the playoffs started to make the finals. Sticking with that, Boston at seven.
I got Miami at six.
I'm mad at it.
Did you say that before?
Yeah, he said that.
And that other one,
I probably said seven, but I say six.
I think you said seven.
I mean, I could stick with seven either way. I'm gonna be right. But I don't think it's going seven. I don't have faith in Boston when it comes to Eastern Conference Finals. I just don't. I'm sorry.
I'm with you, but because I picked Boston before the playoffs started, I'm sticking with Boston. But I feel like Miami's gonna win now. But I'm sticking with the pick that I made before.
I just feel like honestly, bro, like talent wise, forget the talent. I feel like this is the first team ran into in the playoffs that were like actual dogs. And this is where we really going to see who Boston really is. Like, cause you can see, like, just for instance, Jimmy don't give a damn really about scoring like that. He's going to spend most of his money. He's going to spend most of his energy on the defensive end. And then when you need him, then Jimmy going to come through. I don't feel like Boston's faced a team like Miami in the playoffs. It's just my personal opinion.
Miami's who the Clippers thought they were.
Without a superstar, Gerard. So don't bring up LeBron. I specifically said without.
That was perfect what you just said, Corey. That was perfect. Miami is exactly who the Clippers is. They have all these dogs. Miami got dogs for real.
Real dog.
What you scratching your chin for, man? Just go ahead and get your shit off.
I just you say these things about Boston not facing a team with some dogs.
Oh, God.
And in the last series, you had them losing to the Toronto Baby Raptors.
Who?
You.
So what? What's your point? I had them losing to the Raptors. But did I say the Raptors with dogs?
You give me this thing about Kyle Lowry, the greatest Raptor, and this, that.
First of all, I didn't say that. Stop doing that. Stop putting that on Malik.
The Raptors in seven. But for some reason, the Raptors are at home in Canada. They're not dogs. You're not giving Boston the respect they deserve, sir.
They lost game one. What fucking respect am I supposed to give them today?
Some type of respect, sir.
For
if
what?
They beat the team, because you said they wouldn't even be here, sir.
So what? You're not supposed to be here.
Oh, but guess what?
But you here. So shit happens. That's what I'm saying.
I am here. You know why? You know why I'm here, buddy?
Shit happens,
you know
bro.
Why? Because shit you know happens. Why? Because we are the better team, sir. I'm sorry. I hate to tell you guys this. You guys put all this
Gerard. Y'all already won. There's no reason to do this. Come on, Gerard. There's no reason to do this. There's no reason. Y'all already won. Chill. The NFL, team. Man. Well, let's talk about it, man. What y'all want to talk about? Y'all want to talk?
No.
Let's talk before, about it. Come on, let's talk about
before,
it.
Before we get there.
Later
I on. Need y'all Western Conference Finals prediction.
Joker, Smoker, Al Roker. Lakers and five.
How about that? I don't want to make a decision yet. You know why? Because right now I hate Gerard. And you know what? I don't even really hate the Nuggets. I just hate Gerard. And Gerard made me hate the Nuggets. But I already hate LeBron. So I don't feel like I need to make a decision today. It ain't fair on me. It's not fair on the Nuggets. And it ain't fair on LeBron. Because I definitely don't give a fuck about either one of them. So no, I'm not making a pick.
And Dwayne picked you. So you niggas is definitely losing. So have fun with that.
Dwayne is a Pelicans fan. Did the Pelicans make the playoffs?
It don't matter. He picked Nuggets in six.
I'm not taking his discussion. I'm not taking his prediction. Dwayne, if you want to be part of the bandwagon, I'll send you the bandwagon information. But quite sure it's already filled up already, sir. Can't be on. We don't accept posses.
Bandwagon straight to the fucking couch, Dwayne.
We don't accept bandwagon applications over here. We don't.
I mean,
don't,
you got one. You got one. He got one.
He got denied.
He got denied.
He got denied. if y'all are lucky, you'll get two. You're probably only going to get one, because unlike the Clippers, we have a big man who can guard Jokic. We have a big man who should have been Defensive Player of the Year that is strong enough that Jokic can't punk him in the post, quick enough to guard him on the perimeter. You want to know what Jokic's numbers are against the Lakers this year? It ain't good. It ain't good. You know why? Because Anthony Marshawn Davis Jr. puts the clamps on him. You know who else Jokic is? Yeah, that's his middle name. Don't look at me like
how do you know
I didn't know that.
I get excited on Twitter sometimes when he start going off and bust up. Sometimes it just be like that. I'm just saying Jokic is something like 17 points, 6 boards, under 50% shooting against the Lakers. He's had one good game out of 4 against the Lakers this year. He had, because we have Davis, he can't punk Dwight on the post, and JaVale having 8-foot-long arms give him troubles. So we just sit there and swap out all of them on Jokic. He struggles. You see what we did to Dame and to Harden, and you think Jamal Murray is, but he'll have a game. He might have two where he just gets hot, hits some shots, but he ain't doing that. And now your best defender is Gary Harris. Who the fuck he guarding?
He ain't guarding.
Exactly. So he better be hitting 50% of his threes if he gonna stay on the floor. Because your defense against Danny Green or KCP, that don't mean shit. So him and Torrey Craig better be hitting 50% of their threes. Or they ain't gonna have no purpose in being on the floor, because they ain't gonna stop our wing players.
What Lakers. About Michael Porter Jr.?
What about him? What about him?
Get out of the way. Run the offense through Michael Porter Jr. at the right draw.
What about him?
I'm not running the offense through Michael Porter right now.
He's good.
Not yet.
Not yet. You know what he's not good at? Defense. You know what LeBron likes to do? You know what LeBron likes to do? Who's the weak point? Put him in a pick and roll. Try to guard me. We did that all series against Houston. Oh, McLemore in the game? Get that switch on me. Come do it's gonna be the same. And all that little shit he liked to do, grab a rebound and flex on people and do all that. That's just not happening.
Okay. Nuggets in 7.
Not to mention y'all got most of y'all points last series from second chance points. That shit's not happening in this series. Happening. I'm sorry.
And we lock in on defense.
We
actually play defense. For all the shit people give Frank Vogel about his rotations and all that shit, That motherfucker makes defensive adjustments like shit. We saw it against Portland. Dame ain't never have another game like that again. We saw it against Houston. It's a whole different ball game when you got Anthony Davis running around stopping every fucking thing. And Caruso's posterizing at least one person in this series. Watch it happen.
Lakers in four.
Y'all some bold motherfuckers. Y'all some.
You know what, Gerard? You know what, Gerard? I, bro.
Lakers in four. I got 2 minutes left. What are we talking about?
I said this shit earlier when Jamal Murray was going up against Utah. I said he made me a fan, and I meant this shit. But I'm not gonna say y'all gonna get smoked. I'm gonna give y'all a couple of games. Lakers and six. That's the best. That's the most respect I can give y'all. That's a lot of respect. I gave y'all two games.
Okay. All right. Nuggets and seven. $50 that the Nuggets beat the Lakers with Corey.
That's fine.
I got four cases.
Oh, I got five cases with Parks that I'm winning game one. So yeah, let's
what? You put five cases up for game one? I got four cases for the whole series.
That's the smartest bet you could have made. We're terrible at game one. That was actually an intelligent move. You're a man for that one.
Bronson losing game one, all playoffs.
Oh, it's not just these playoffs.
Nigga always lose game one.
It's like seven of his last nine or some shit like that. Like, he's terrible at game one. Something like
that. I'm mad you hustled my man's parts, yo. I'm mad about
that.
He
put up one case.
LeBron could know that, and no niggas is saying that shit, and maybe he might try to go ahead and take the.
No, because he heard what I said last time, and he let me down. I'm not giving Bron that.
Man, hey man, you gotta let that go, man. Point. Hey, I told him
I raised his case to five.
You about that one, bro. We told you he was playing like top three in the bubble. We told you that.
And now he's top 425.
No, not top nothing. Unranked TJ,
bro.
Unranked TJ. Hashtag unranked TJ for everybody.
It's okay. You can talk all that shit.
Lakers at six, and I got Lakers winning game one.
You can talk all that shit, but y'all niggas is gonna have TJ. Okay.
You're not speaking the negativity back in the world.
Hey, bro, we not doing that. Back.
No. You kicking me off?
Negativity over back. There.
We not doing that. Now, bro. You know what? Let's switch topics before we get into the NFL
because I knew where you was going with it. I knew where you was going with it.
Back.
Let's get some recaps for the NFL games last week. Malik's 49ers lost.
So what? I'm going to take that contract. It don't matter.
Malik's 49ers lost. Are you staying with them? Are you?
I'm on a 10-day contract. They play the Jets this Sunday. We see what happens. I got to ride with them for two games.
The upset of the week, I would say, was the Washington football team beat the Eagles, but there was
Marcus, by the way, who's number one in the NFC East currently? Is it?
Why are you asking me about the NFC East if you're a 49er fan? Don't ask me about the NFC East.
Is it the Washington?
Is it the Don't ask me about the NFC East. Don't worry about who's number one over there. It ain't none of your damn concern.
Is it the Washington football team?
Don't worry about it. Do your Google, man. You got a phone and a laptop. You look it up.
What's the NFC?
I'm telling you who's number one. I'm telling you.
NFC West then.
Don't ask me no questions.
Just making sure you know.
What's the NFC West then is looking like?
According to
Corey.
I might not be here. Exactly. That's why I'm picking the Cowboys next team. That's exactly what I wanted to hear. Thank you for that. Thank you for that.
You've been showing loyalty for the past 2 weeks on this podcast.
Thank you.
I'm gonna allow you to come in and fuck up what we got. We got enough problems, Malik. You think I'm gonna add you to it?
It's too bad. I'm going to Lids. I'm getting me a Cowboys hat.
No, no. Then we gonna lose another starter for the season. We don't need no more.
Just to burn it. I'm gonna burn a hat.
Don't you dare.
It's happening. Like Marcus here. I will be here. I will be here Saturday with a Dallas Cowboys hat on.
Don't do that, bro. Don't do that, bro.
Book it. Book it.
Don't do that, bro.
Be here.
This nigga Julio Malik showed 300 yards on this.
Malik, I would hate to have your picture going all around the internet with a cowboy hat on. I would hate to do that to you. And I know you don't fuck with it for real. I know you don't.
That's fine. Put my picture up there. As long as you niggas go 4-12, I'm good with the Cowboys hat. There's a reason behind it.
One thing we won't do is go 4-12. We'll be better than whatever team you pick.
I doubt that. I seriously doubt that.
All six of them.
Why? Are you going to pick whoever's number one?
Most likely. I'm a free agent. I can go where I want to go.
Gerard, why y'all got me talking to Malik, bro, about this team? He won't even have a team next week.
You know what? Malik gonna be on a bye week. You on a bye week, sir.
No, I'm not. Don't put me on no bye week. I get to pick whenever I want to pick.
He's been on a bye week. I gotta sign these contracts
when they come. They could give the contract to somebody else. I can't pass up on that opportunity.
Malik, you are a 49ers fan for the rest of the season. You have to deal with it, sir.
I'm not. I didn't say that. Did I say that? I said I was on a 10-day contract.
Y'all they don't do 10-day contracts in the NFL.
It don't matter. How do you know they did that for me?
This is a fan contract.
The fan contracts are different than the players' contracts. What are you talking about right now?
Oh, my gosh, bro. I am tired of this, man. So it was another upset that I had to get to. I didn't get to rub it in his face because I haven't talked to my boy in a while. Hey, Braulio, how do you lose to the Jacksonville Jaguars?
First of all, Minshew is the next Tom Brady. We're not doing that. It's the next Tom Brady. But you see the work, right? You saw the work. They let people go for hot chips. Mitch is the only one that's balling. I'm telling you, the next Tom Brady.
I don't even know nobody like none of these.
Jacksonville 11-5, man. Come on, man. Jacksonville going 11-5. I said it here, man.
You know what was hilarious?
I'm about to chop this video up. And that is the first video I'm putting up. No, fuck that. I'm going to start when you said he was the next Tom Brady. And you said he was on 11-5. That is going viral today. I'm going to tag Lil Duval. And we're going to go from there, bro.
He might come on if you hear me say that.
For real. What was so funny for me with that was that I saw all these Charger fans going, "Yup, that's Phillip Rivers." The entire game, like all of them are just like, "Yeah, yep. You seem like he feels like he's doing something, and then he's not doing shit, and then he throws picks, and then he looks at everybody else surprised that he threw another pick at the end of the game." That is Phillip Rivers. So all Chargers fans.
Cole, the Chargers, the resident Chargers fan, him and Ronnie, only two Chargers fans I know. That's Phillip Rivers for you right there. Huh? I'm saying he shouldn't be throwing 39 times in a game to begin with. Good gosh.
Well, Marlon Mack towards the Achilles, so I don't know how much they was going to run.
I mean, they ain't got another running back?
Jonathan Taylor. He was the
I don't know who's behind Marlon Mack, to be honest.
Jonathan Taylor was the guy that was getting drafted high in all the fantasy leagues because they thought he was going to be that dude.
From Wisconsin?
Yep.
Hmm. I didn't know he was there.
Hmm. Obviously,
they could be. I mean, they needed to pass the ball too. I don't think they could just run it.
The Cowboys had an L this week. The same old Cowboys to me. Like Jason Garrett was calling the plays.
This is what pisses me off, the Cowboy haters right here.
I'm not being a Cowboy hater.
Did you watch the Giants? Did you watch the Giants on Monday? That was
Jason. Yes, I watched it.
That was Jason Garrett calling the plays.
It looked just like y'all. What are you talking about?
Nah.
Anyway, for the record, the offense that me and Corey know. We know that was a whole different scheme. It was way more up tempo. That is not Jason Garrett football.
Okay, let's talk about what Cowboys football is. Did you niggas win?
Man, shut up, Malik. Ain't nobody talking to you. You don't have a team, Malik. Did something happen? Hey man, stay back.
Did something happen at the end of the game to prevent you niggas from winning? Yes or no? That's all I wanted out of you, Marcus. I didn't need anything else. Yes or no? Were you the accident waiting to happen that we've been calling you guys for the past decade so far? Were you that?
Malik.
Redskins going 11
and 5. Allow me to answer your question.
They're not the Redskins. They are the Washington football team.
That team doesn't exist.
They are the Washington football
team. That team doesn't
know the Redskins.
How bad is the adjustment period?
That is a derogatory term that we need to throw away. Do not put that in your vocabulary. We don't say that anymore.
My bad. I'm suspended for next
but
episode.
But anyway, the Cowboys looked lackluster, but that was not the same offense from Jason Garrett. It was not the same. And you niggas saying that shit, it pissed me off. Cause you just niggas be haters, and y'all don't really watch the game like y'all observe your bum ass team. Y'all sit there and watch the fucking Titans and the Broncos. I fell asleep on that bullshit. Your fucking kicker missing 5 fucking field goals and shit from 5 yards out. Don't look. I'm sick. Y'all niggas, man. Look, y'all gonna leave me alone.
Why do we have to watch the game when the result is always the same?
Malik, you don't have a team.
I don't care that he missed all the field goals that he kicked. He made the one that counted at the end. We won the game. We got out of Denver with a win.
What I'm telling you is, Gerard, I didn't see it. I don't know. I fell asleep because it's bullshit. We don't care about the Titans and the Broncos. We don't care.
I don't care. The Titans are going to bore you regardless. We don't do all the flashy plays.
We
run the ball.
Because I don't watch them. They're not going to bore me. Because on Sundays, I will be watching the Cowboys. I will be watching the Broncos. I might watch the Patriots. I will watch any other team but the Titans. You know what's crazy, guys?
This is the same guy that would wear a Kevin Dyson jersey, okay? The same guy that had a Kevin Dyson jersey. Sir, do you still have a Kevin Dyson jersey?
Gerard, don't make fun of my poorness right here on national fucking... on the fucking internet, you just broadcasting everybody, telling everybody about my poverty. Thanks a lot, Gerard. Thanks a lot. Yes, I had a Kevin Dyson jersey. I couldn't afford a jersey. It's the only jersey that I could afford. Thanks a lot, Gerard. Do you feel like a big man now?
I'm just saying, you're not going to disrespect my team after we didn't do anything to you guys. Last time we played you guys, we were dancing on the star.
And then what happened?
So, all you niggas was doing was dancing on the star.
We won. You do it matter.
I mean, then the Cowboys.
You went home and you still didn't win shit, just like we did.
It's fine.
Congratulations, Rod. You won another Super Bowl.
We gonna be all right.
No, we just beat you guys, and that's fine.
We gonna be all right. This is unlike we ran into a team who has the vast majority of their core people back. Same coach, same system, same quarterback, mostly same receivers. They knew what they was doing. All the teams that did good in a year with like a half a week of training camp and no preseason, all the teams that did good was the teams who brought back most of their dudes.
All these excuses.
And
that's what I hear.
It's just a fact.
That's all I hear is excuses.
That's all you want to hear. Just stop talking.
Who the best in week one? Kansas City, same core. Baltimore, Seattle, New Orleans, same core. Who struggled? Tampa Bay, Cowboys. Teams that's bringing in either new coaches or a bunch of new people. You ain't had a chance to work some shit out in real game action. That was the first real game action. We played like shit. We looked awful. We lost our best defensive player to a broken collarbone. We lost our tight end to a torn Achilles. We were already down our best offensive lineman from last year to a hip issue. And we still had a chance to tie or win the game if Jalen Ramsey didn't pull a James Harden and flop an offensive pass interference call.
That whole soliloquy meaning, but the Jaguars won. What's the next topic?
The 49ers and the Arizona Cardinals. That's the next topic.
Kyler Murray looked like a motherfucking beast out there.
You know what? Shit, like I said, shit happens, man.
D-Hop had 14 catches.
14.
Career high 14 catches.
And Sherm was hurt.
Sherm was not about to do shit.
What are you going to do about that, man? Nothing. Call for help.
Sherm was hurt. I mean, he's on IR now. He was obviously hurt. I mean, what are y'all talking about?
I bet he was hurt. I would have been hurt, too. You're right. I'd have been hurt, too.
He probably got hurt the same way that D'Angelo Hall got hurt in that practice back then, trying to cover D-Hop.
Talking all that shit.
It's possible. We saw what happened to him in the Super Bowl, so it's possible.
Were there any other big games that even mattered Sunday? Like nobody else really had a good game, bro. Like
the Saints.
I mean,
probably the other main.
The Saints and the Bucks probably was the biggest one.
That was a good. It was a huge game, but
what'd you say?
I said Jamal Adams had a monster game.
Anybody talking about no goddamn Jamal Adams?
Oh, the Seattle Seahawks and Jamal Adams. He had 14 tackles.
Did y'all hear what he said? He said he's not used to this. He's bored. He's not bored no more. I just thought that was an interesting quote, you know.
The Las Vegas Raiders beat the Carolina Panthers.
The Las Vegas Cowboys beat Panthers.
I gotta get used to that, but I want to tell Reginald that your Panthers, sir, 4th and inches, and you give it to the fullback, not Christian McCaffrey. Good God!
Everybody knew Christian was gonna get the balls around. Everybody knew it's
my God.
It's a mind trick, bro. You give it to the fullback. Nobody's looking at the fullback, right? Well,
apparently,
I guess apparently wrong.
Psych.
Either you give it to Teddy or you give it to Christian. Let your big playmakers make plays, not the walk-on. Okay.
Teddy's a big playmaker.
They paying him like one. Shit.
That's pretty much all they have right now, bro. It's Teddy Bridgewater. Literally, their offense is a lot of Teddy Bridgewater, that's it.
Just give me
I get what you're saying, Corey, but chill. Carolina need hope, man.
I'm rooting for all black quarterbacks, so I want Teddy to do well.
Teddy got to do well. I mean, it wasn't no other games other than, you know, Tom Brady looked like he was 43 and not Tom Brady.
This motherfucker went to Tampa Bay and turned the Tampa Bay Bucks to the Tampa Bay Patriots. This nigga went and found him another Wes Welker, Julia Edelman. This nigga, hey man, this nigga got Mike, he got Mike Evans and Chris Godwin over here. And who get the most targets? Scotty Miller. Hey, bro. If the nigga is old, just run the ball, bro. Run the ball more. You just signed Leonard Fournette. Look, you ain't got to run the ball, bro. You're not going to sit here and have Brady throw the ball 40 times. Them little screens and shit y'all was doing in New England, they on to that shit. That's all he's good at. Run, look, run the ball. Help Tom Brady out.
No. Brady is supposed to be this Tampa Bay. This is what they said. You got Mike Evans. You got Chris Godwin, who I don't know what happened, but suddenly 3 days later, he apparently feeling concussion symptoms because Brady then gave another one of his receivers concussions for throwing the ball over the middle. Now Godwin fucked up. You got little Scotty Miller. You got Gronk. You got three tight ends capable of catching a lot of passes. Brady, you better throw the ball, and this is what you're here for. This is what you're here for, is not to hand the ball off to Leonard Fournette, who honestly didn't even look as good as Ronald Jones did in this game. I see
he
more
from Ronald. He just got there.
Running back. No. There are some positions where you can go in there and be like, okay.
Adrian Peterson just did it in Detroit.
Y'all block out. Let me find the hole and run through the damn hole. Nah, it ain't that complicated for Leonard. They ain't asking you to do shit else. You can't catch like that. So just go in there and do what you've been doing for the last 15 years of your life. Find damn hole. Nah.
But I understand what you're saying, Corey, but we watched Tom Brady last year in New England. We just seen him against the Saints this week. That nigga don't look like somebody that's gonna go through an entire season throwing 40 times. Like, he look like he can't do
it. You tell the players to shut up. Everyone's talking him up. This whole, all this camp and all that shit. Tom, he don't look 43 to me. He throwing the ball hard as he, all this stuff. Nope. Game time comes, deliver. Everybody catch shit. He's learning people catch shit. Cowboys gonna catch shit when we fuck up. Brady gonna catch shit. When he looked like that.
Y'all just like spreading hate because y'all so, never mind. I ain't going to say that. Never mind.
I just want the same energy for everyone. Never mind. We don't
get it. I understand holding other people accountable. I'll put it that way. I say that.
That's all I want. Okay. That's all I want.
What's the positive word, man?
Wait. We had one thing that happened this weekend, and I need to know what y'all thought about it. Okay. We had our Pod Wars Saturday night, bro. If anybody watched the Pod Wars, do we have a clear winner yet? Did anybody vote on it yet? Y'all need to put a poll up.
There's no winner.
Probably need to put a poll up.
There's no winner.
Now, why? Why, Malik? Why? Are you mad at me? Winner. Are you mad? Because that's not what you told me. I'm not going to divulge our conversation from Sunday.
Okay. I need to hear that conversation. I didn't hear that. What you saying?
There's no winner. Jay-Z wasn't even represented in the right way. And then after all of that, I did tell Gerard that he won, but there's really no winner in this because Jay-Z was supposed to win. He wasn't even represented the right way. And then after that, I presented a challenge to Gerard and you, and then he ducked the face.
Telling Gerard he was going to get smoked. You said that. 2 weeks in a row, you said Rob was gonna get smoked. Then you told him he won, but it don't matter because he wasn't supposed to win. What the? Yeah, let's get out of here.
He wasn't supposed to win, so it don't matter. And then I challenged him to another one, and he talking about he retiring. So what is
I'm
that?
I'm retiring from versus. I am retiring.
What does that tell you, Marcus?
You know, no.
Nothing.
I got challenged twice on
nothing.
Sunday.
Nothing.
No, because to be honest with you, I got challenged twice on Sunday. To be honest with you, I got challenged to two versus battles on Sunday.
Well, one of them Malik. Niggas you already smoked, so I'm not worried about Reggie. You already smoked. Reggie. No pun intended.
Reggie told me that I could pick 3-6 Mafia, and he would smoke me with any group out there.
But who is this group?
He never told me. His phone started breaking up, and I just hung up.
Exactly. So you going into a motfucking gauntlet match? I didn't accept it. It is some groups that can beat this nigga, bro. But wait, man. Hey, Gerard. Hey, man.
I didn't accept it. I did not accept the challenge. I did not accept the challenge. You're not finna tell me who I gotta pick.
I'm not riding with this one.
You're not finna tell me who I gotta pick. You're not finna tell me I gotta pick.
You 3-6 Mafia.
Get to pick whoever, bro.
I told the nigga he picked T.I., I pick 50. We get this shit over with, but he ducking the smoke.
Mm. I'm not ducking the smoke because the original challenge was to Marcus. No, the original challenge was to you.
What?
Marcus, run the
verse. Yeah, he wants you to go T.I. versus 50 with him.
I'll do that.
Say less. That's all I needed to hear. Say less. You're going to set it up. Now I'm going to the shop.
There we go. You see how that works? Malik, all you gotta do is ask him, man.
Marcus, you see how he threw you under the bus?
I saw he ran from the smoke, but you know what? I seen him run though, Malik.
Listen, I was trying to give my guy a chance because you challenged Marcus. You didn't challenge me first. You challenged Marcus first.
Yeah, I challenged you because then I realized that you never really had a challenge. Like niggas is picking the wrong songs against you. Like it's crazy. Like I don't understand what's going on with these versus battles and niggas just picking the songs that they'd like. Like that's literally what's going on. Like niggas is not picking the songs they need to pick.
Ari was taking it like I didn't know about the song. I'm like, nah, bro. I listen to JD. I know that song. But what I'm telling you is, this is a versus battle, nigga. You can't play your favorite song off of the first CD, nigga. Like, no, nigga. A lot of people on the timeline didn't know who the fuck that was. They haven't heard that song.
Here's the crazy shit. Me and Gerard prepped for the nigga before that. I was playing all the songs that Ari should have played.
That's why I didn't play none of the songs I had in the tuck, bro. Like, because I was waiting on them songs, bro.
Gerard, before the last podcast, what I tell you, bro? I said, man, I will listen to some JV, bro. Hey, I don't know, bro. Bro, I'm saying that shit. Yeah, like, JV, we knew JV got some shit.
I know Jay got some shit, bro.
Like Malik said, bro, it's all about what you pick.
And I was literally holding on the songs. This is what I was trying to tell Reggie, bro. Reggie wanted me to play the entire Carter 2, bro. I'm not playing the entire Carter 2, bro. Some songs had to get left off, bro. I'm sorry.
That's why Reggie lost the first time.
He lost the first time. I don't even know why we listened to him. Well, anyway, what's the positive word, man?
I had songs in the tuck that I was waiting for Ari to play so I could rebuttal with it. And when he didn't play them, I was just like, well, I'm going to keep it. Like, fuck it. I'm not wasting it for that.
Right. Understandable.
Like you come to me with a Joe Budden freestyle. I'm coming with you with one of my weaker freestyles. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not wasting a good freestyle on that. I'm sorry.
Y'all niggas. No. Shout out to Get Your Bars Off podcast.
Shout out to my boys at Get Your Bars Off podcast.
That was
no. No, Cole. He didn't play Empire State of Mind at all. He didn't play Run This Town. He didn't play a lot of shit.
He didn't play a lot of shit.
He didn't play DOA. He didn't play nobody. And Candace, if you picking Toni Braxton, I'm picking Mary J. Blige, and we can go one on one.
But
he didn't play DOA.
No, he didn't play DOA.
That was against Wayne and would
a song in which Hov literally says that Wayne's albums ain't that good and he'd send stuff to the mixtape Weezy. And he chose not to play that song that literally took a direct shot at Wayne.
He did not play it.
I ain't play it, man. Shout out to Harder, man. He didn't know. He didn't know no better.
Come on now.
But look, I'm out of here. I'm out of here. Corey, I appreciate you, man. Bro. I'm going to holler at y'all later. Sorry, I got to bounce out of here early, but. All right,
bro. We finna get off in here.
All
right,
salute, G.
All right, y'all. I'll holler at y'all. All right, G. Well, but yeah, man. Yeah, Corey didn't play it, bro. But it's Petty Wednesdays. I don't feel like being petty. That was petty all episode, man. I'm not giving nobody no positive words today, anyway. So. I mean, Mr. I told you so is just going to call it that. I told you so. I told you so. That's it. But everybody, man, y'all have a good day. I appreciate y'all for tuning in, man. Shout out to my boy Corey for coming up here today. My boy Marcus, my boy Malik, man. It's all gravy, man. It's all gravy. Y'all got anything y'all want to say before we get about here, man?
Fuck 12 and stop filming racism. Put hands on them.
That's it.
RIP to my boy Simon. It was his birthday yesterday. Would have been 32. So RIP to my boy.
RIP, man.
RIP, my boy. RIP, man. I mean, y'all know the deal, man. Get your life right. Get straight with everybody, man. Do what you want to do. God damn it. But that's it, dog. Y'all have a good rest of the day, man. Ain't no damn basketball on today, bro. What are we supposed to do?
I don't know, bro. I guess I don't know. I guess y'all cut the game on or something. I don't know.
But man, awesome, y'all know it. Y'all know the vibe.
I gotta go back to work today. Or you can just go to Spotify and go to Apple Music and go listen to conversations at the shop.
You absolutely
yes, you could do that. Cause the Pod Wars are up on Conversation at the Shop right now. Mm-hmm. So go listen to that. There you go. Tell me who y'all got with a winner with that.
Gerard, you can always just go back and watch the earlier season games between the Lakers and the Nuggets to remind yourself of what's coming when the series starts on Friday. Mm.
No, I'm good. I know what's coming. I know what's coming. We ready. We'll be ready.
I'll say it later, y'all. Don't believe the hype, man. I'll say
it later. Don't believe the hype. But, man, yeah. Y'all make sure y'all follow Conversations at the Shop on IG and on Facebook. The content is coming out like crazy now, bro. Like, the content is dropping every day. Like, it's more content dropping every day. Follow 901 Daiquiris on IG and on Facebook. Y'all make sure y'all shop with me. I'm back in town, so we up. I'm up. Next week, I'm getting a day set. My logo should be done. My third podcast will be dropping. It will be Divorce Besties. Me and my ex-wife Candace are coming out with our co-parenting podcast. This is going to be the funniest podcast in the world.
I'm listening to that because me and my baby mama, tips and tricks and ideas and shit. Yeah, I'm gonna need all that.
So, y'all make sure y'all tune in to that. It's gonna be fire. So, appreciate y'all. We'll holler at y'all later, man.
Lakers and five.
Yep, whatever.